Okay, if there is a case of refractory systemic sclerosis, by which we mean that the patient is on the conventional treatment for systemic sclerosis, in which we are giving steroids and other immunosuppressive therapy for at least 6 months, but there is a poor response to the treatment and the disease is rapidly progressive, MRSS is increasing, visceral involvement is there, and the respiratory disease is becoming worse, in which the diffusion capacity of carbon monoxide is becoming less than 60% and forced vital capacity become less than 70% of the theoretical values, or there is interstitial lung disease, there is congestive heart failure or arrhythmias, then we can go for the other forms of treatment like biological agents. Allogeneic stem cell transplant can also be considered. The biological treatment that can be given include bevacizumab, rituximab, tocilizumab, even sirolimus can be considered for the refractory disease.